This is Unfiltered Mind Podcast brought to you by Purity. Good morning. This is probably one of the failed episodes. I mean, I was supposed to do something yesterday, but because of one situation or the other, I couldn't do it. So I have to come up with another thing. So today episode, I'm going to talk about show necessary. Like, do you really have to reply to those tweets? I mean, you know, obviously it's like a band and you're trying to get engaged with it or get involved with it, but it's going to result in you insulting yourselves and all that. And you really have to take things serious in your life. I have issues with people that take things too serious. Like, can't I play with you? I cannot play with you again. Do you really like have to feel like you're not doing anything just because your friends are doing much better than you? The truth is that in the next 5 years, some of your friends will still be richer than you. So there's no way you want to do it that it's just natural. Some of your friends will still be more richer and more finer. I don't know, make you do all the surgery you want to, but some of your friends will still be finer and still be more brilliant and more smarter than you. It's just natural. So I don't feel like it's necessary for you to feel very bad. It's necessary for you to involve in banter when you know this is a pure band. I don't want to get involved. So some of the banters are like very fine when you communicate very well with someone. There are sometimes when we go on social media and we see a lot of like things we want to get involved, and then we get involved with them, but because we know how to handle them properly, we can always deal and come out from it. But some people do not know how to get involved with it, and then it turns out to be a very sketchy something that results in you getting angry or then spoiling your mood. Do you really have to get involved if you can do it? I last week I talked about dealing with pressure and dealing with a lot of societal pressure, family pressure, and I heard a lot of like stories from both sides, though I'm yet to publish the girl side. I'm literally like going to publish it tomorrow, but let me just talk about this particular one. I heard a lot from the both side where they feel like the pressure is more to themselves, and the female feel like the pressure is more from their end, and the guy feel like the pressure is more in his end. But it's just that just fash it and live your life. Show necessary. You don't need to rely on the pressure. You don't need to like always succumb to pressure. You can always neglect things. That's why I say is it necessary? Do you have to look at your friends? Just because he's achieving a lot, you feel like you're not achieving. It should be a motivation for you, but not like you going astray or you going extra miles just to see that, okay, I want to reach him. Like I said before, some of your friends will still be very richer than you in the next 5 years, 15 years, 20 years to come. It's just normal. So you don't have to feel the pressure every time. And it's not necessary where you have to take things personally. You don't have to. Now, I told you, I really don't like people that take things personally. Like, you don't have to always be too serious in life. Yeah, it's fine to be serious, but when it comes to free yourself, like free yourself. Don't always take things personally. I think that's why some people can can't deal with a lot of stuff because they take it too personally. Like you see your friends getting rich and then you're taking it too personally, like why can't I do this? If he can do it, why can't I? If he can do it, and it's just fuck up your mind, it's just mess with your mind, it's just mess a lot. So be calm. This is one thing I've learned over the time, to keep calm. Just look at things and then be like, if it's what you can do, you do it. If it's not what you can do, just neglect it. You don't really have to put a lot of pressure on yourself. Show necessary. It's not necessary. It's not. A lot of things that's not necessary in this world that we try to make it feel like. We try to give it more view. We try to put it in front, but it's not really important. The darker side of this thing, like the darker side of making it look like it's necessary, is that it messes with our mind, it fucks us up, and at the end of the day we will say, I wish I had not done it, I wish I had not looked at it, I wish. So it's not necessary that you one of I started with is not necessary you reply to those tweets. It's not necessary you start a conversation you cannot end. It's not necessary you feel like you're not achieving a lot just because your friends are doing way better than you. It's not necessary you feel the pressure. Yeah, you feel the pressure. Not necessary you succumb to it, because if you can't, when your friends are getting it, just keep clapping for them. Your tone will reach, and they'll clap back for you. You don't have to more. Why are my friends getting this? Why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? Why are my friends getting this money? I've been suffering. Why? Bro, see, they cook your own beans. No worry, maybe now you don't need to cook. Your beans go down last, and you go chop on. So calm down. It's not necessary. You get the pressure you're putting on yourself is not important. It's not. You're messing with your mind. You're messing with your mental health. You're messing a lot up. So just try to calm down. And to those who take things personally, I mean, when it comes to social life, and then you joke with someone, and the next thing she's like, please, you don't play that kind of joke with me. You don't tell me, am I stupid? Am I crazy? Babe, calm down. I just joke. Calm down, please. Please. Don't take it too personal. Like, guy, have fun now. That's why I can't stay with people that take things too personal. Like, I can't. I can't even imagine I like to roll with people that if I joke with you, you could not say that joke. If you joke with me, I know go take I'm like too deep. I could not say that joke. But there are levels to jokes, by the way. There are levels to joke, but not be the one way you could tell somebody, are you mad? And the person could like off the key. Yeah, I think I've done that for one time, but it was understandable that yes, that place wasn't meant to. You're not supposed to tell me am I mad. It was kind of like a hot, not so hot argument where I was trying to explain myself, and then you say, are you mad? The are you mad came out with a different sound. It wasn't like a normal you did Chris or this kind joke. So there, it's not necessary you do some of the things I mentioned. It's not necessary. If you go on social media today and you see someone, or what, if you ignore them, just laugh. One thing I love about Nigeria is that they catch vibe, they catch their cruise, and then that song keeps me going. There's no time, there's no energy. I keep running. Hey, I don't sing nonsense. Living on vibes. I don't sing nonsense. I don't today remember lyrics of songs, Sha. But anyways, I feel like Sha, he said something, living on vibes, and that's just me. I live on vibes, and then I live on cruise, and then you might not even figure out when I'm angry, because it's not necessary I take things serious in life. It's just going to weigh me down if I start taking a lot of things very serious. So calm your nerves down. By the way, don't forget to always tune in to my podcast. I might not have all that interesting stuff, but I promise by the time, as time goes by, I will be creating a lot of stuff. But don't forget to share my podcast to your friends, your family, your loved ones, your enemies. Your enemy might even enjoy my podcast more than you do. So don't forget to share my podcast. And always remember, this next week I am releasing that episode of where girls explaining their parts, where girls are expressing how they feel the pressure is on them, expressing that bad feelings they get when they say that there's always an inclusive definition of who the society, of what the society want them to be, and what society have labeled them to be. That's this definition they've put on girls. So next week, stay tuned to hear that part. But meanwhile, don't forget not to take things too serious. Don't take things too serious. So necessary, it's not necessary for your mental health. It's not necessary for a lot of stuff. Thank you guys, have a nice day.